It would strike me that if you separated from Ajahn Jai Saro, the only chance you might see him again would be in Thailand. Like, how would you, like, connect with somebody again in India, it seems like?
We set up to meet in Sarnath.
Is it like you could actually see another, I mean, is that chaos, or is it a little more open there? Maybe you might be able to spot somebody.
We had a place set up.
Oh.
There's a Thai temple in Sarnath. So we said when we were in Nalanda, we arrived in Nalanda, and you know, we'd been on the road for several days. We were tired, blisters, I mean, you know. So we thought, oh, well, let's spend an extra day at Nalanda and rest up. And we were looking forward to, there's a Thai temple in Nalanda, and looking forward to sort of resting up. And we got there, and the abbot didn't want to receive us. didn't have a place for us. Said there was, you know, they had two groups coming, and they just didn't have any place for us to stay. Okay. So anyway, we talked with them back and forth, and we ended up staying in some kind of a shrine. I don't know if there was, you say, call it a Uposatha hall, probably, a big ground. But it was some kind of a shrine in the temple. So we spent the night, and then we heard people arriving in the night. So that was the first thing. We got up in the morning, you know, go out to brush teeth, and ran into a Wattapong monk. He had a group from north of Thailand, Zajin Kuan from Chiang Rai. And so he had a group that he was traveling with, and a couple of his monks. So started talking with him, and he said, "Oh, you know, Ajahn Chai came last night as well. There's another group." And as Ajahn Chai was a monk from Chonburi, who's a Mahani Kai monk, he wanted to offer his monastery and his branch monasteries to Ajahn Chai. I had a lot of respect for Ajahn Chai. He was contemporary of Ajahn Chai. So we went and paid respects to him. We were chatting and talking. And then, of course, they're asking, you know, what are you guys doing here? Having so, well, we're walking. And told the story about getting, you know, having to, you know, we had our flights arranged with them. We ended up having to take a flight to Patna, just because that was the only flight was going. And they said, well, how are you going to get back? And I said, well, we've got a return flight from Patna. So how are you going to get back from Patna? Because we were going to walk to Sarnath. So, oh, I don't know. So they kind of passed around the hat amongst all their people, and then said, we're going to be going to Sarnath. We'll leave this money at the temple and for your tickets to go, and when you get there you can organize those tickets. So I told Ajahn Jai Saro, I'll get to Sarnath a couple days early and I'll organize the tickets, so you just make sure you get to the temple.
So you actually ran into him on the way. Somehow you found him. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you found Ajahn Jai Saro on the way to Sarnath.
He walked. He walked all the way to Sarnath.
I thought you. So at this temple, you were by yourself when you ran into him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Except for this lady who was determined to follow along. Yeah. It was wonderfully Indian, kind of just absolutely no control.